Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host John Crockett and we are talking all things midfield ranks, and to help me do that is Stevie Fizz. How you doing, mate?
Well, I've seen the ranks and you're all fucking cowards, so that's how I'm starting. I had a shocking day at work, bought a bottle of red on the way home, but I'm holding strong. 20 days no grog, so holding strong.
Okay.
I'm going to fire rage at you idiots.
I'm 18 days, no grog.
Oh, did you start January 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the man from Queensland who... No, I won't say that because Steve doesn't like cricket. Welcome to you.
Yeah. No grog for how long, boys? I had two beers yesterday. Does that count? One day.
Alcohol.
One day. Yeah.
That streak continues. Look at you. Go camp.
Yeah.
Go
camp. 0 days without incident.
All right, we are talking all things AFL fantasy midfielders, and we've got some questions on a bit later on. We are going to use my ranks, so let's get through them so you boys can have at it. Kicking off at number one for me is Tommy Mitchell. Number two is Lachie Neale. Three, Matty Crouch. Four, Zach Merritt. And five, Taylor Adams.
I think my favourite thing here is that Jono's provided us a sheet of his ranks earlier on today, and then throughout the day, he's managed to change them, but not in the sheet that he provided us, which is, you know, centrally stored. He just decided to make changes on a notepad in front of him.
I was literally doing the kit like half an hour before we started, and just like, yeah, no, these look horrible. So I just started redoing my ranks.
So what happened? What made you decide to switch Tom Mitchell and Lachie Neale around?
Just Tom Mitchell, I think. I think Stato's spoken about it before. You got that Brownlow medalist dive after your Brownlow year. But I think Tom Mitchell gets back to his best. We looked at Hawthorn with Segler. I don't think that's going to work in the ruck. So I think there is a world this year that big boy McAvoy does get back in that ruck situation. And that's where they're actually pretty good. And Tom Mitchell led inside 50s and clearances. So gets his hands more on the pill, the longer quarters. Ain't going to stay on there. And that's my reasoning. Whereas we've seen Lachie Neale basically max out for time on ground. But he'll still score well.
I have Lachie Neale dropping further. So there was something that I was reading the other day. So the last five games of the season that he played was 18 points worse on average when compared to his actual season-long average. So he dropped that far in the last five games. And I think that's a pretty significant drop, but I don't think it's, you know, he won't drop that far this year, but I think it's more...
going to have something in between.
Yeah, correct. I think it's going to come down a little bit. So I have him ranked at number six at the moment.
Fair enough. Any questions or queries there, Steve, or no?
Well, I had the same five players. Probably the only one I'm debating internally is Matt Crouch. Like, he's a fantasy star. But I've probably given a little bit of a bump to guys who I think will not require as much bench time. And Matt Crouch has traditionally spent a lot of time on the bench. Now, maybe that doesn't matter, and he'll just get rotations and they'll just rotate the mids. But it is something in the back of my mind that I just want to see how that plays out in the preseason.
The other difference, because a few boys both have the same five, I've got Clayton Oliver in at number two. It's sharp, but I really think he can actually maintain or go a little bit better.
Yeah, I think he can maintain. We'll get to that in a sec. My next five, coming at number six, is Timmy Taranto. Seven is Andrew Gaff. Eight, Clayton Oliver. Nine, Josh Kelly. And 10, Adam Treloar.
Can you walk me through Treloar?
Treloar, look, it's it's Marbo, it's a vibe. No, look.
It's a vibe. Just a vibe.
Some of the Bulldogs midfielders are going to have to score. So one of them is going to have to. And I've got him and another Bulldogs mid, 10-11. I can't really split it. They're probably the two most prolific ball winners there at the Bulldogs. So I think It's one or the other. I mean, I'll talk about it. It's Jack McRae at number 11 anyway. So does he get the wing role? And if he does, then that fantasy score drops. We've seen him go 120 before. I don't think we're going to see that. And Treloar's about a 113. I think they're going to be on parity with each other this year in terms of scoring.
Do you think McRae does or does not get the wing role?
I think he's going to be spending time out there. He won't spend all the time out
but
there.
But you'd still have him at number 7?
I've got him at 11.
11, I sorry. 11?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy to have him at 11.
Okay. Steve, you wanted to kick off on, or as a Greensman might say, tee off on...
The Greensman?
Isn't that what
Tim Tarano at 6. I can't get around it. I've got him at a lower number. I didn't number... Yeah, it's like 17 for me. Oh, I can't get around that at all. I think that's bizarre. We remember his big year. The whole GWS midfield just fell apart. He was the only consistent player on the ground. He had all the midfield time in the world. I just don't see that happening this year. He'll spend time forward. They've got guys coming through. He's versatile as opposed to some other players, so I can't see him getting back to those lofty heights. I think 17's really fair. I can't get behind 6. At that point, you really need him to be a really 110-ish player.
Yeah, and that's what I'm aiming. I mean, you can see Josh Kelly bit outside as well. Canelio, I think Canelio's a forward, not Taranto. Whereas Kelly's that Taranto's that big body that they need in that midfield and the ball. That's why I want him. That's why I see him.
Josh Kelly will be pure wing, but I think Canelio and Taranto both spend time forward. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad player. I think that's really high, man. That's a really premium pick.
Oh, definitely. I'm all in on Taranto, but I don't see even Callum Ward. Like, I know he's old as fuck, but I think he gets zero time in that midfield, and they'll throw sprinklings with Hopper and Green if Green does get selected in the 22.
Yeah, I think Green will be in the 22. I've got Taranto at 15, and it's like if he can. Maybe I'm still a bit jaded just by how easily his shoulder went out. I know I need to move on from that from last year, but it was like a slight breeze.
But that's just owner's rage from last year.
I didn't have him. I was that surprised when I saw the incident that I was like, that is not good. That looks like it's going to be there a while.
I think it's just when he was getting those big numbers, there was no, like, he was the guy.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, there was literally no one else. Him and DeBoer.
DeBoer is someone who should kill it with the game time thing. It's like Matty, he played 100% of a game like in 2018. It was like crazy.
Is he going to be best 22 this year?
Mate, you should have him ranked.
Coming at number 11 is Matt DeBoer. No. Are you fine with the other guys? No questions on those?
I have someone, maybe it's too hot, but I have Sam Walsh at 8.
Ooh.
So he went 111 across the back half of the season. Not just in the last few games, back half of the season.
Yeah, I got Walsh.
The back half was 15. 2 weeks. So.
No. Literally, like, after the bye, I think 7 or 8 games. 111.
Yeah, but they played in literally 2 weeks.
I think I'd still take the score of 111.
You've just seen my kit, my hot take in the kit, haven't you? And going, oh, yeah, that's a good pick.
Are you Carlton?
No, my hot take was Sam Walsh is a top 10 mid.
I haven't read it.
It doesn't sound hot anymore.
Yeah.
Just sounds...
Yeah. Is it because he's getting the hype now with all the articles that he said that he's going inside mid this year or wants to go inside mid?
Yeah.
Is that why we're...
I moved him up one more spot when I got home simply because there was a Brent Stanton quote saying he's gone to another level this year and I'm like, fuck!
Fuck, better adjust your Luke McDonald racing after the news
tonight. Oh, that wasn't too bad. It's just said, I want to play in defense.
I want to get better. I like that.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But yeah, I've got him there. No, Gaff is lower for me at 10.
I had Josh Kelly at 6, Oliver at 7, McRae at 8, Gaff 9, 10, Treloar. I'm pretty on board with those guys.
Yep.
I think it's the other guys who dropped, not McRae and Treloar.
Yeah. Coming in at 11, I've got Jack McRae. 12 is Christian Petracca. 13, Lockie Hunter. 14 is Luke Parker. And 15, Brad Crouch.
Oh, a couple of ones I really like in there. I love Petracca at whatever you said.
12.
I can't. I'd love to know what number it is, but I can't trust the 12. Sheet that you've given us.
it is 12. A 1 and a fucking 2.
yeah, I love that pick. I actually, you know, seeing him last year, and that's his first year doing what he did. I think he can go better again. He's 26, right? He's,
Track yeah. seems like someone who really the shorter quarters would have been good for.
Hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I got him in 13, so I'm there with you, but...
yeah.
But that's another one of those guys that I'm like, I really want to see these, the lower rotations, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So I had Parker at 11, Duncan at 12, Cripps at 13.
Cripps at 13?
Yeah, I've got... I'm kind of big ups on Cripps this year.
Why, Stone Cold, why?
Contract, yeah, and all that. Like, I think there's enough in it, boys. What, you don't think that he can come back after being injured with a back injury, like, all year? You don't think
and,
he can...
And just had a whole shoulder reco and missing fucking preseason.
He will be fine. Treloar at 14, Taranto 15.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I got Cripps at, like, 25.
Oh.
You know why? And it's like, I know I've... Like, I think I spoke with Warnie about this, and he's like, oh, they want to get the ball in his hands and blah, blah, blah. The team's better. The team's better, man. If you've got Sam Walsh at 8, like Cripps isn't a big outside possession guy, like, consistently.
Mm.
He'll still attract all the tags.
Mm. I've got Cripps at 39.
Wow!
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's how much I fucking don't want
Holy shit, and just so you know, Steve, it's actually 39 on the sheet. Incredible.
Huge. Absolute scenes.
Got something right.
I'm probably not as hot on Parker either. I got him at 18.
I'm hot on Parker. I actually had Parker in the top 10 until just before. Yeah.
Langy boy represents. Got to have him up there. Hey, you have all your Western Victoria assholes. I'm going to have some guys down in the peninsula.
Yeah, but mine are good.
The plotters in the Crouch brothers. Jesus Christ.
Hey, where did you have Crouch?
Matt, 3, yeah.
Yeah, and even Brad was pretty goddamn high.
Luke's still ahead of him.
On which sheet?
I'm not sure.
That's fine. Keep going. Keep going.
What are we up to? 16. 16, Trav Boak. 17, Scotty Pendlebury. 18, Bontempelli. 19, Cornelio. And 20, Mitch Duncan.
Wow.
I got Duncan at 12. I'm way hotter on Duncan than that.
I had him at 12. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm iffy with Geelong. I know he'll play there in the guts and everything, but I just still want to just see how it sets up.
I think it's really clever. Like, I've got Duncan at 12, but I have argued with myself about sliding him further down. I think it's clever. So I've gone for these ones. Matt Rowell at 16, Jack Steele at 17, McRae at 18, Lions 19, and Petrarca 20.
I like the Lions pick. You've gone a little bit ahead of me, but I still like it. Why Jack Steele so high?
I don't see why anyone coming in is going to change his role at all. His role is going to be the same as it always was this year. And he's going to keep on getting tackles, going to keep on getting lots of handballs and possessions. If anything, Brad Crouch gets him more possessions. Like, I think there's, you know, he's going to go a little bit up.
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah.
I got Steele at 11. I mean, he was pretty awesome. He's finally been released from the tag. I think I spoke about him with MJ on the thing, but I don't think the guy's coming in to help him.
Don't think so?
No.
No, but no. Sorry, I probably misspoke. I don't think they affect him at all.
Oh, I do. I do.
Yeah. More competition. More competition.
Internal that competition. That's my thing. What do you want? 11, you can't say 11's not fair.
No, I think it's adequate. Yeah. I've gotten lower.
20 million like Jono had's just... my God. The diss.
That's Jack Steele. St Kilda, just, it's like, bleh.
Yeah.
No part of it. No part of it. 21, Cam Guthrie. 22, Dylan Scheel. 23, Jared Lyons. 24, Matty Rowell. And 25, Sam Walsh.
You fucking coward, Jono. Where's the love for our boy, Matty Rowell? Everyone's boy, really.
He's the people's champ.
Yeah, exactly. He's the people's champ. 24.
The people's weak tuck.
Piss.
Look, it's preseason ranks. When the whips start cracking in 4 weeks, I'm sure he'll take Brad Crouch's spot there at 14. Just to appease you, Steve. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's for me and not...
Yeah.
What's your 21, what are your thoughts on, Steve?
Hey?
What's your 21 through 25? Who have you got?
Let me just make sure I know what I'm talking about here. 18, 19, 20. So I got McCluggage at 21, Boak at 22, Scheel at 23, Kelly at 24, and Cripps at 25.
Okay. What are your thoughts, guys, on Cam Guthrie?
Yeah, he's interesting. I just don't trust it, so I'm pretty happy to let someone else take it. But he could be the exact sort of player who slides in a draft because no one really wants Cam Guthrie and ends up providing someone with great value.
Mm.
The Brent Stanton effect, I think we call that one.
But Brent Stanton had one good year.
No, he didn't. Guthrie... He had a couple of good years, but you wouldn't think so because no one wants
the amount of stank that just came off that name was hard to see through the scores. I just could not see shit. So, all right, let's round out this top 30. 26 is Andy McGrath. 27, Jack Steele. 28, Andy Brayshaw. 29, Tom Rockliffe. And 30, Hugh McLuggo.
Mm. So massive drops for Rocky too. Huge. Mm. He was great last year.
Mm. Yeah. Getting older, what is he now? 34? 35?
32, I think. Even 31, maybe.
But he's got the body of a 34, 35-year-old, right?
He's got the waddle of a 35-year-old.
He's got my bad ankle, bad shoulders. I'd like him, but I want something a bit secure in front of it for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big drops for Nat. Well, not big drops, but Nat 5, unranked at this point.
Yeah. 41.
There you go.
41.
Yep. Yeah, I don't have 5 in my 30 either.
Neither.
It's He's not a great fantasy player for starters. If he spends time forward, that can't be good. And he's, you know, he's loves missing games.
Yeah.
And look, he was actually the 45th mid last year in AFL fantasy. So if you've got him in the 40s, that's pretty fine. That's pretty fine.
Mm.
No Luke Dunstan. The top just averaging mid from last year.
That's what Ben Ratton said, didn't he, when he came back? No Luke Dunstan.
So you said you had Timmy Kelly at 24, Steve, or in the mid-20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got him there at 34, so not too far out of him. But, yeah, a lot of upside there for Timmy Kelly, I think. I'm very cagey on. I think I might even... I've got him... I've got him 38 at the moment, but considering he's not even running yet, there's a big oof on him at the moment.
So I have Yo sitting at 71.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's only because I've only ranked 71 players. He may go further.
Well, we do 90 midfield.
Yeah, but I just haven't ranked the remaining, so he could slide. But
no Warple.
He's in the 30s
Warple.
For me.
I've got Warple at 27.
Yeah.
That's 37 for me.
Yeah.
37. I think he's going to be the constant in that inside mid, whereas I think Geiger goes outside.
Yeah.
Even though his disposal is just horrendous.
Any love for Menegola, boys?
Yep. He's in my 30s as well.
Yeah. Cop him at 29. I reckon he's going to be, just like you said with... the other bloke, he's going to be one that slides a lot.
I think if he had a defender status or something like that, he'd be like top three defender.
Oh, I think he's going to be.
He wasn't actually midfield. He was like halfback wing last year. Just did what he wanted.
I think he'll be fine.
We have a question regarding Josh Dacos. What do we think his predictions for this year would be? And would you keep him or part Tiff?
I'd probably keep Dacos, I think. And I've got him ranked at 46. I've actually got... Do I have Parfit after that? I have Parfit after that as well. I just think the Cats are probably going for a run at the flag for the next 2 or 3 years. They're going to lean on the experienced goons for that period of time. He's going to be one of those people that slowly gets injected in there, but he builds his score through tackles, and it's really, really... the variance is high on his scores, especially last year. Like, through the first 5 rounds, he's averaging a BCV 100 and then ended up averaging something like 63. You know, just terrible. Whereas I see a world where Dacos and Saidi are both playing on the wings at the Pies, and, you know, it probably ups his score from... He had a BCV 86 last year. He can probably crack the 90 this year. Probably not going much.
Tom Phillips.
I think I think he's more Tom Phillips, Dacos than the Treloar type.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas I'd probably look, if I could be patient with Parfit, I'd probably take that. I just see that whole team retiring within the next 5 minutes. So, and I'm not saying there's not older players at Collingwood, but you got to, like, we sort of know that. The next Dacos is in next year. He's apparently a gun. They sort of loaded up at the draft this year, which to me is probably not a great sign. I don't know. I'm just... I think it's a good question. It's a good question.
Yeah, I got Dacos there at 45, so I'm pretty comfortable with him there. He can bang out 90, 92 or something like that. I'd be pretty happy with that. Where do we go with Harry Perryman? Any love? No?
Unranked. For me,
unranked.
I don't mind Harry Perryman. I think he's pretty solid. He had some pretty good scores last year. It's just getting the bottom up is what he's going to need to do.
So, yeah, old mate Leon Cameron has already said that there's going to be some positional switches, and I'd almost lock Perryman into the back line is my gut feel.
Interesting.
I want to see that before I say it.
Oh, yeah, really of course.
Last year.
Yeah, he was good. Well,
he was mid only.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of whether or not he was, he looked good because the team was so bad, or if he was actually good.
He was fine.
He was good. Fine. Good.
Fine. Good. Adequate.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Good.
All right. We got some questions on the Twitter sphere. We'll get into them. Ben asks, which midfielder is most likely to hit 110 for the first time? And how would your top 10 change if you were drafting for a keeper?
Well, Sam Walsh and Matt Rowell are probably two guys who could go to 110 for the first time.
Mm. You reckon Andy Brayshaw could get there?
No.
Maybe Supercoach, not AFL fans.
I reckon TOG might be his enemy.
Bit more internal competition as well.
I mean, he's good. 110's a big ask, though.
That is a big ask. He did average 101, so yeah, sure. 9 points. 9-10 points.
It's a lot harder to find those 9-10 points than it is to find the ones to go from 90 to 100.
That's true. I think those are probably the best two in Rowell and Walsh that you said there. Other than that, just having a quick look. Everyone's either done it or not going to get...
McCluggage, if something happened to Neil, maybe.
You can kind of... I can kind of see Jared Lyons maybe getting up there. Like, he finished at 106.3, and it's not like he's ever going to get tagged. You know, like, there's...
I think that's him.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's 4 points. It's 3.7 points, actually. I think that's... That you could maybe expect an extra kick a game.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. We got Big Cox. Where do you rank Fiorini and Dow?
That's a piss take. Come on, Cox. Come on.
We don't do VFL knee full drafts here, Coxie, so probably wouldn't even draft him anyway.
Actually, the way the forward line is, maybe Paddy Dow cracks the 50. Who knows?
Not with Big Harry McKay looking strong in that forward line. Just push Dow over and get away from my ball, son. No, you guys have a follow-up question. Please rank Chera versus Berry in a keeper league. He's tossing up between Lions following the Tigers model argument and the hashtag never pick a docker argument.
Oh, I'm team Chera.
I'll be Chera. Just there doesn't seem to be anything in his way. Berry's good, though.
I like both.
Yeah.
I like both of them.
Berry can score everywhere, too.
Yeah. So it was something like in Chera's last five games, he averaged like 111 or something in Supercoach as well.
That was super, yeah.
Yeah. So,
because, yeah, Fife is like, just fuck it. I'm out of here playing forward. And it was just Chera, Brayshaw, just, and Sarong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just killing it. So, yeah.
Berry is Western Victorian, though. So, you know.
Got to go with that
bias. It's a bit of a bump.
Where do you guys have Berry ranked this year?
52.
Yep. Actually, I have exactly the same. 52.
I had so many shares of Berry last year. It was crazy. I had him just across the board. He was fine, too.
He is fine. He's a good, solid player. Good, solid player. Daniel Lusev asks, will endurance midfielders explode this year with longer quarters beyond what they've done previously?
I'm not sure explode's the right word, but I think they get a tick. The only thing against that is, and maybe it'll reverse with these changes, is that uncontested ball has gone down for 5 years, and contested ball's gone up. So it'd be really bucking the trend if outside players are going to get the bump.
Mm.
Well, we do see junk time.
Endurance doesn't mean outside.
The junk time stuff. So from Whitfield and all that, just the kick mark, junk time shit. So
I'd want my guys to be able to play multiple roles, though. Like, can they spend...
So you're drafting all the Western Bulldogs then?
Yeah. No, that's not to say that they can, though, Jono. That's just to say that Bevo thrusts them into roles.
That is true. That is true. Dotty asks, where does Track fall now? He's mid-only. I think we've all had him in the low mid-teens there, I think, from memory. So he falls pretty well in our draft boards. Russ2468 asks, if Zach Williams didn't have defender status, where would you take him as a midfielder?
I had him in the 40s. I had a look at that, and I think low 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're putting Berry at 52.
I'd put him high 30s, but only because I think he's got a really high ceiling playing in the midfield, but he's got a really high injury chance as well. He never
35 to 45 for me, but Supercoach probably a little bit higher, maybe 25 to 35, something like that.
I don't know, the ceiling's as high as we say. Like, when he was playing that midfield, it was him and Toby Green and air.
Yeah, but he's going to Carlton.
Well, there's Cripps, and you got Cripps.
Yeah, Cripps and Walsh and Zillions.
Walsh and Ed Kernow. Don't disrespect the superior Kernow, who is the superior Kernow, as it turns out.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's really...
Your best ability is your availability. Isn't that right, Steve?
Well, sure as shit, not your basketball.
Whatever the hell it was. I think he slipped on tiles or down his stairs or something like that, didn't he?
That's no good.
That is no good. Or was that the Petraco? No, Petraco's dog bit his finger.
No, that was DeGoey.
That was DeGoey.
Yeah. But they, I don't know, they came out today and said that Zilliams has been exclusively training with the midfield. Not even
That's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Hey, didn't we see that with fucking Jake Stringer and look what happened there and all the other shit? Like,
yeah.
He was taking the first centre bounce of every quarter. No more after that, though.
Exactly. Exactly. And Mark rounds it out with how does Brad Crouch affect Jack Steele? And how does Brad Crouch leaving affect Matt Crouch?
Yeah, I think it can't be good for... I don't think it's personally great for Jack Steele. It's not going to drop him off a cliff. But, you know, Matt Crouch's second half just absolutely blew it out of the water. Does it affect him? Probably not.
No. All right. I think that's all the questions and queries for this week. Anything else to finish on yours?
You'd be looking forward to the tennis, though, John. You're a big tennis guy.
I'm not big. I don't like going to it. I like watching it on TV, but that's about it. But just the amount of shit that they've come out with in these past few days. Seriously, if you don't like it, fuck off and I'll take your 100 grand. I've never played tennis in my life, but I'm sure I could fucking turn up in my condition and compete. Like, I haven't run for 10 years. Not that fucking hard to hit a ball over a net, seriously.
Yeah, you could turn up, but you could not compete.
I love that he's just assumed that he could compete against the world's best tennis player. I could compete.
Didn't they have like...
Hey, if Bernard Tomic is in this competition, I could beat Bernard Tomic, I reckon. He's a fucking hack.
Didn't they have like a competition where people were trying to like return a pro serve and they just couldn't do it?
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Yeah,
they'll probably roll out Sam Groth against me. Serves at 230 kilometers an hour. Just hit that.
I don't think you could return a female tennis player's serve. Probably.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I don't think you could return it in court. Like, you could hit it. You might get a hit to it. But
I reckon the sun was shining my ass that day, and I just get very lucky.
Just hit a stone cold winner back down the line. Take that, Alicia Molik.
Sam Stosur. I reckon I could beat... No. She'd thrash me.
She would crush you and then beat you in an arm wrestle, is what she would do.
She would armbar me and just snap it clean off, wouldn't she?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'm just on the opinion. If they don't like it, fuck off. Seriously, fuck off. Because what Victoria has gone through, we just don't need that shit.
Hey, not Victoria, Melbourne. We had it pretty sweet out here in Portland. And you fuckers started coming down here.
That's it.
Get out of here.
That's it. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.